WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We've moved out of the summer weather pattern, but an interesting feature we often see in summer thunderstorms are outflow boundaries. An outflow boundary is a storm scale or mesoscale cold front that often plays a major role in weather developments. Because this feature encompasses a very small spatial area, forecast models don't do well in integrating them into the output. Outflow boundaries originate primarily with thunderstorms as colder mid-level air is brought down to the surface in the downdraft of a thunderstorm. Outflow boundaries are most well-defined when they occur ahead of a squall line or a thunderstorm complex. The outflow boundary causes air to rise along the forward edge. The warm, moist air rises as it converges into the denser outflow boundary air. Outflow boundaries may persist for 24 hours or longer, well after the thunderstorms that generated them have dissipated. And some boundaries can travel hundreds of miles from their area of origin. An outflow boundary can be the focusing mechanism for new thunderstorms. Even a dead... kind of intersection with some other boundary, such as a cold front, a dry... even another outflow boundary. Knowing the position of outflow boundaries can often help a forecaster pinpoint the location where storms will form later in the afternoon or the next day. Much of our weather develops in response to the larger synoptic scale, but the mesoscale plays a big role too, as with outflow boundaries. If you have a question about the weather, drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.